I think maybe he meant it for you. I sprang to my feet, and suddenly I could feel a gush of new energy flowing through the blood vessels of my arteries. Just as I suspected, behind my back, the little pest is sticking out his tongue at me. He doesn't have the guts to do it to my face. Yeah, so he did it to my face, and I ratted on him. I placed a paw on his shoulder. It wasn't ratting, son. You were just standing up for your comrades in the security division. And for that, we are very grateful. Yeah, and it was fun, too. I love to rat on cats. Every dog with an ounce of decency loves to rat on cats. It's part of the wonder of being a dog. And now you know what the insolent cat has forced upon us? Yeah, we're gonna beat him up. Exactly. Do unto others, but don't take trash off the cats. Come on, son. Our unit is fixing to go into combat. Oh, goody! Suddenly, the morning air was filled with the growl of tank motors and the thud of marching feet as the amassed forces of the entire security division moved like a deadly cloud towards ranch headquarters. No one spoke. Every lip formed a tight, determined line, and every eye was directed towards Ground Zero, the iris patch. Every soldier on this mission knew in his deepest heart that this would be the biggest and finalest showdown with our enemiest enemy, the sniveling, scheming little snot of a cat named Pete. As our column rolled towards the house, I reached for the microphone of my mind.
Tank One, this is Infantry One. How are things looking over on your side? Over.
Gosh, am I really a tank?
Roger that. How does it feel?
Well, pretty good, I guess. Reckon I ought to be making motor noises.
We've got a big 10-4 on that, Tank One. You're cleared for motor noise. Give it your best shot. Over.
How does that sound?
5x5, Tank One. You're sounding good. Any sign of the enemy yet?
Well, let me look. No, I can't see Pete, but I'll be darned, there's a pickup parked in front of the house.
Come back on that, Tank One. We've got a noisy line. Over.
I said, there's a pickup parked beside the house, and oh my gosh. Hank, I just remembered what we were talking about back there.
Stick with the code name, son. I'm Infantry One. Repeat your message. Over.
His breathless voice came over the speakers. Back there, we were talking about something, and we couldn't remember what it was, remember?
Hurry up. Over.
I strained my ears to pick up his next transmission. Sardina! Huh? All our tanks and armored vehicles stopped in their tracks. The tramp of thousands of marching feet fell silent. Our entire invasion force came to a halt on a hill overlooking the battle zone. In the eerie silence, I spoke into the microphone.
Drover, you stay here with the troops. I'll go down and check this out.